Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I choose to share some healthy recipes for the holidays that are so easy to make and bake. Most of us don't have a big crowd to feed due to the restrictions during this pandemic. Gatherings are limited to a few people, only from the same household, so you most likely won't be cooking up the storm. How can we still have a happy holiday season, spread cheer and happiness, and improve our health? I'm Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and former nurse and fitness trainer. Instead of focusing on what we cannot do, let's focus on what we can do. So I've been thinking about a few things that we can do and that I'm doing. For example, when we have elderly neighbors or neighbors who have some physical limitations or who are not feeling too well or who don't have any loved ones around, we can do things that don't hurt them at all, that don't hurt us, and that make everybody feel good. How's that? For example, we can call them or knock at the door and then step back. So we have to have physical distancing. Ask them if they have enough food, water, if they have heat, if they have enough clothes, if someone is checking in on them. Offer them to fix them a plate of food for the holidays. But before you do, ask them if they have any food allergies. Because, I mean, if somebody were to give me something with peanuts or walnuts, I would end up in the ER. And that's no fun. That's not what we want to accomplish. We want to make them happy, and we want to help them to have something to enjoy. So let's ask about food allergies before we fix anything. Then make an arrangement with them when you're going to drop it off and where. So you can knock at the door and put it down, step back. They can take it and go inside and enjoy it, and you can leave again. And you know it's not a stray animal that came and ate it or whatnot. That's why you want to make, you know, arrangements. You want to be prepared. So it's not absolutely hand to hand, but hand to either they have a stool there or something where you can put it on so they can pick it up from there and don't have to bend down. There are things that can be done as long as you think about it in advance and you make those arrangements with them to make them happy. If the people that you are thinking of don't live next door to you and you don't see them, you can, you know, connect with them via social media, Zoom, Skype, and there are so many others, email. You can send them a card or letters or even pictures of the family or, you know, to the family and friends and neighbors who know you. Just anything to make them happy. And you know what? I experienced it over and over again. Shared happiness is double the happiness, and it lasts longer in my heart. So I hope it's the same for you. So I wanted to give you some recipes that are easy to prepare, don't take much time, and yet they taste good and don't cost an arm and a leg, so it's easier to share. And most likely, if you make a whole recipe and you have a small family, like it's just my husband and I, our daughter is 2 hours away by car, it's about 120 miles or so up the mountain. And we're not going to go there because it's not safe up there at this time. And so, you know, I'm going to give her a phone call. I'm going to talk to her, but I will not be there and see her physically. So, you know, make a phone call, do something, send, as I said, cards or letters or pictures or whatever you can or emails. And the people that are close by who need something, you can fix them a plate of something. So, for example, if you want to make a roasted spaghetti squash, that is actually quite simple. It takes 5 minutes to prepare and 30 minutes to cook, and it yields 4 servings. So I did not write the recipes in there because I only have 2,000 characters to use. But what you can do at the end of the show when you have decided what you want. You can send me an email and I hyperlink it. So you just click on the link in the text that's included with the Blog Talk Radio that I'm hosting right now. And you can email it to me. Make sure you put in the subject line VTR recipe, please. And then in the body, in the text, tell me which recipe or recipes you want and I can send them to you. So the first one I want to share is actually roasted spaghetti squash. And the ingredients you need are 4 unsalted butter, 1/4 cup onion diced, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 teaspoon fresh chopped or an 1/8 teaspoon dried thyme, 1 teaspoon fresh chopped or an 1/8 teaspoon dried rosemary, 1 large spaghetti squash, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons Parmesan cheese, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon ground pepper. And the directions are so easy. Cook the squash. Cut the spaghetti squash in half lengthwise and scoop out the seeds and fibers with a spoon. And what I do with that is we always save it and put it back in the garden and it grows more squashes just from the seeds that I take out of spaghetti squash. So I have constantly fresh spaghetti squash and it does not take much. We take a nice rounded soup spoon and just scoop it all out. And then the same day it goes back in the soil in a new hole and it starts growing within a few weeks. So it's awesome. If you don't want to use it right away, wash it, take the fiber away and dry the seeds, you know, air dry on a paper towel and put them then away where they stay safe and sound so they don't get any mold on it and then you can use them later. But for us, there is no need to save it because we love to grow it and we give even squashes away to the neighbors or people who pass by and ask if they could have a squash. People who ask always shall receive when there is an abundance of it. People who steal, when we catch them, they won't get any more. Not right to go steal. But asking, oh my goodness, we love giving away. So if you're in my neighborhood, let me know. I have a few more growing. Anyway, so the directions for this roasted spaghetti squash, it says cook the squash and then cook the spaghetti squash in 1/2 lengthwise and scoop out the seeds and fibers with a spoon. Place in the microwave and cook on high for about 20 minutes. Remove and let cool for 10 minutes. Scrape out the strands of squash with a fork. I actually don't do it in a microwave. I put it in the oven upside down on a cookie sheet where I have some foil on it so it doesn't mess up the cookie sheet. And I bake it at 400 degrees for about 35 to 40 minutes. And then I do the next thing that it says. In a large nonstick skillet, melt butter over medium heat. Add onions and garlic and cook until softened, about 7 minutes. Stir in thyme and rosemary. Cook until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add cooked spaghetti squash and toss it to combine. Cook until warmed through. Stir in parsley and Parmesan and season with salt and pepper. So it's very simple. The next one that I have is roasted turnip. Oh, man, I made a spelling error there. Turnips with Parmesan. That, too, takes 10 minutes to prepare and 25 minutes to fix the cook time. And it just takes 4 cups of turnips peeled and cut into 1/2-inch wedges, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 4 teaspoons olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. And there you preheat the oven at 475 degrees Fahrenheit on a rimmed baking sheet. Combine turnips, cayenne, nutmeg, and oil. Season with salt and pepper and toss to coat well. Sprinkle with Parmesan cheese and toss gently to combine. Arrange turnips in a single layer and roast until golden on both sides, 25 to 30 minutes. Flip in halfway through the cooking time. So easy, yet so delicious. And the next one, mashed cauliflowers. It's so much healthier than the potatoes, and it has a lot less starch, unless you have brand spanking new potatoes. Those don't have much starch, the little ones, the brand new ones. But I have a recipe for that. Green beans, almondine, I have a recipe for that. It takes 5 minutes to prep and 15 minutes to cook. And most of these recipes serve 4 people, okay? The Sunday brunch cake looks delicious. Yeah. Where is that? Did that disappear? Okay, I don't see it anymore. But I have a Sunday brunch bake, and it takes 20 minutes to prep, cooking time 30 minutes, yields 4 servings. Ingredients are 6 large eggs, 1/4 cup plain low-fat Greek yogurt, 5 sprays of cooking spray, 1.5 cups Morningstar Farms meal starters, griller's recipe crumbled, 1/2 cup mushroom chopped, 1/3 cup onions diced, 1/2 cup tomatoes chopped, and 4 ounces, 1 cup reduced fat shredded triple cheese, cheddar cheese. And then preheat the oven at 350 degrees. Beat eggs and Greek yogurt with whisk until well blended. Pour mixture into greased 8x8-inch baking dish. Bake at 350 degrees for 10 minutes until egg mixture is softly set. Meanwhile, cook recipe crumbled mushrooms and onions in a large skillet on the medium heat for 6 to 8 minutes until crumbles are done. Stir occasionally. Drain. Reduce oven temperature to 325. Spoon tomatoes over egg layer covered with recipe crumbles mixture and cheese. Bake for 30 minutes until center is set. So that is the Sunday brunch. Yep, that one did not show, but if you remembered, Sunday brunch bake. That's a very easy one, and that's also an easy one to dish up for somebody and give them a plate that you can cover with saran wrap or foil. Then we have the sirloin pot roast. Oh, man. Prep time 20 minutes, cook time 5 hours, so that one takes a little bit more, preparation, because you need to have 5 hours to fix it and 20 minutes to prepare. So I would say 6 hours before you want to eat, you need to start with that so you can do it correctly. Sounds delicious. Or the broccoli, egg, and cheese casserole. Man, it looks so nice. I can even include a picture with the recipe, with the one that you want or the ones that you want. And then we have a pork roast. And it is just all super delicious. A turkey noodle casserole. Man, that's good. It looks so yummy. Takes 10 minutes to prepare and 40 minutes to cook, and it serves 6 people. And turkey meatloaf with mashed cauliflowers. It looks so fun, especially when you put some cut chives over it. It gives the cauliflower mash a nice, a nice color. It makes it look so much nicer. Pork roast is here with green beans. It looks delicious. And then I have one dessert that I mentioned, and it's a no-bake peanut butter blossom. And I tried to hyperlink the no-bake peanut butter blossom recipe from Hershey's Kitchen, but it didn't take it. So you can probably copy and paste it into your URL and it might work, or you can ask me for the recipe. I have it saved. So it says, you don't even have to turn on the oven for these delightful non-baked chocolate peanut butter blossoms. Use crunchy cereal to create the base, then top them off with Hershey's Hugs for the perfect no-bake chocolate peanut butter cookie. Great for holiday cookie exchange. And the recipe says it makes 26, and you use 1.5 of Reese's peanut butter chips, 1 cup of Hershey's special dark, mildly sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of honey, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, and 5 cups of cornflake cereal. And the directions are: line cookie sheet on or tray with parchment paper. Remove wrappers from candies aside, set aside. Place peanut butter chips, chocolate chips, honey, and butter in large microwave-safe bowl. Microwave at high, 100%, 1 minute. Stir. If necessary, microwave at high an additional 30 seconds at a time, stirring after each heating until chips are melted and mixture is blended when stirred. Gradually stir in cereal flakes, stirring until cereal is completely coated with the chip mixture. Scoop 26 equal portions, about a tablespoon each, onto prepared sheet, shape into mounds. Place the candy piece in the center of each mound. Allow to firm about 30 minutes before serving. Store covered in dry, cool place. No baking, nothing. So easy. Now, of course, again, as I mentioned at the beginning, I couldn't eat those because I'm allergic to peanut butter. But there are so many people who love things like that, and there are many more. You can Google on, you know, low-sugar holiday recipes or whatever you want to look for. Too much sugar is not healthy because so many people are gaining way too much weight over the holidays, and then they feel bad that they have gained that weight and are starting the new year with actually worse health than they ended this year. So for that, I have a solution also. If you're interested in, I offer everybody who chooses to take health into their hands and make it better, a 30-minute free health goal assessment, where we can work on your health goals and see what you want, and I can tell you how you can get there, and then you choose whether or not you want to work with me or not. Everything before then is free, okay? So you just let me know also in email that you're going to send me if you want any recipes or if you have questions or suggestions. Please do email me, and I do read them when I get them, but make sure it says in the subject line, BTR. That's what I look for, because I get so much junk that I look for the clues that I give. So when it says BTR and then either recipe or question, suggestion, or whatever you want to do, but the BTR needs to be there. And it's best if you even put the date on it, BTR 12/3/2020, and then whatever it is. And I guarantee you I will see the email, open it, read it, and respond. So I hope this gave you a little bit of joy, a little bit of hope that you can still have a most wonderful holiday season, even at a lower key, but you can help somebody else make happy who doesn't have what you do. And just think about, tis the season to give and not just to receive. And the more you give, the more you usually get. And it's not always in financial or in tangible things. Sometimes it's just a big smile or a thank you so much, you made my day, or something like that. And in my opinion, those things have a higher value for me than somebody who thinks we need to trade gifts value for value or price for price. Homemade gifts, in my opinion, always have more value. So helping somebody out with giving them either some cookies or fixing a plate of food and knowing they don't have any food allergies, or if they do, make sure you don't put anything in they're allergic to. That will mean so much more to them. And people always remember how you make them feel. Seldom do they remember what you said. But the way you treat them, they will remember. So, having said that, I wish you guys a fabulous week. I'll be on next week again with something else. But I do hope to get some requests for recipes. I'd love to share them. And then you guys can share with me how you liked them. That'd be wonderful, because this is supposed to be an interactive show. even though you're not on when I'm talking. But, you know, I can always go back afterwards for the next session and maybe contact you and say, we're going to be talking about what you asked me. Can you be on? And then you can be my guest on the show. Okay? All right. Have a happy, happy rest of the week. A happy holiday season. The first Advent has already started. On Sunday, we're going to go into the second. And I wish you guys all the best, happiness and health, and sending you lots of blessings. Until next week, take care.